This is an extract of an oral history interview recorded with Glenn Buchanan at the Eunice Centre for Social Business and Health in May 2019. Glenn joined the local government unit at Paisley College in 1981. The unit sponsored the local enterprise advisory project known as LEAP. LEAP investigated ways of using a community development approach to create jobs in areas of high unemployment. Between 1981 and 1984, Glenn was commissioned by LEAP to carry out research on community business. He went on to work for LEAP's successor organisation, Strathclyde Community Business, from 1984 to 1991. In this clip, he recalls some of the reasons for high unemployment in the 1980s and why LEAP started to work with local people to create new opportunities. During the recording, Glenn talks about the papers downstairs, referring to the Social Enterprise Collection Scotland, held by the Archive Centre at Glasgow Caledonian University. Glenn kindly donated a collection of his papers to the Archive Centre in 2019. You can find a link to the online catalogue in the transcript that accompanies this recording, or visit the Social Enterprise Collection subject page on the GCU Archive Centre website, and look for Glenn Buchanan papers. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the clip.
The miners' strike went on for a year. It was desperate. It was on the news every day, and it was just... What I do remember, you know, it's hard now to remember 35 years ago, or just a wee bit. I mean, the Thatcher government came in 79, and they immediately took on the steelworkers, and they broke that strike. The steelworkers went on strike and basically had to go back for nothing, really. And then, of course, the miners' strike started in 84, and it really wasn't a strike about pay or anything. It was a strike about pit closures. And it went on for a year, and it was heartbreaking to see what was happening. So you had this collapse of traditional industries going on, and particularly in Scotland, which was manufacturing industry oriented at that time. Can't remember the exact figure, but I'd be surprised if a third to 40% of the population didn't work in manufacturing. I think we're down to about 16% or something now. So the collapse of manufacturing industry was felt all the more in Scotland. So you had iron and steel collapsing, you had shipbuilding collapsing, you had mine working just getting finished everywhere. So huge numbers of unemployed. And like Scotland had the unemployment number in Scotland in 1984 was something like 360,000. It was running at whatever 15-20%. It was unbelievable. So people like us were working, trying to work in communities that had been just ravaged by it all, you know. And it was just awful because, I mean, I'm trying not to paint too desperate a picture, but I mean, you were working in areas that, places that had been built after the war, post-war council schemes that were now 30 years on, or 25, 30 years on, were beginning to feel the effects. The housing stock hadn't been modernised, it was left the way it was built, and, you know, whole communities were just falling apart. Work, which had been, you know, they weren't ever in the scheme, so people had to go out of the schemes to work, so then they couldn't get out of the schemes to work, so I mean, you know, everything just became a bit more insular, and that's why you had, you know, local reaction and folks saying, well, what can we do to create some sort of opportunities? And the whole community business side of things in Strathclyde certainly was targeted at what were called areas for priority treatment, generally speaking, places which had higher and above unemployment and all the various, the myriad of social and economic problems that went along with that. So that's how community business was attempting to come up with some new solutions. But I mean, it's quite interesting reading the paperwork down the stairs there. I mean, I'm saying 360,000 people in Scotland were unemployed, and we're working in whatever, 20, 30, 40. 50 areas of Strathclyde with 10, 12, 14 staff or whatever. I mean, there's only so much you can do, you know, to try and get things moving. But it was always the kind of spirit of you know, local folk that kept you going, you know, it was amazing how some people, I mean, we weren't living in these areas, they were living in them, and it was incredible the guts and determination people were showing to kind of fight back.